Good morning, my friend. I'm actually going to share with you how to get some shit done in your business. Whatever project that is that you're slacking on, you're like, I got to get this done. Or maybe you're pulling your hair out and you're like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get this done. I don't even know what to do. And maybe you feel like even giving up. I'm going to share with you how to get that stuff done by the end of this podcast and get it done by the end of this week.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
It is 6 o'clock in the morning. I am exhausted. I've been up since 3 working on some stuff on my end along with my team. And the reason I want to share this podcast episode with you is because my dad actually asked me a couple weekends ago, like, are you even in network marketing more? Like, I don't even notice you posting about it anymore. Like, what is it you're actually doing now, right? I told him, like, Dad, I'm still in network marketing. In fact, like, our team in the last 4 months has tripled the volume, yet we're doing less work. It doesn't, I mean, if you hear that, you're like, how the fuck is that even possible? It's true. It's insane. I can't even explain it. But anyways, yeah, we have our network marketing team. Then we have, you know, my course where I help other network marketers. I have my coaching program, and I also have like done for you stuff. Like this weekend, a gal actually came over and we shot all of her videos. We have everything done for her I'm busy, and I'm also raising, you know, 2 kids now. I've got to keep my wife happy, like all this stuff, right? And I got to keep myself in check, right? So like, I'm a busy dude. So how am I getting this all done without pulling my hair out? You know, some days it's just complete. It's a complete mess. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna play it off like I have everything under control. But I'm just being smarter with it. I want to share with you how I'm doing that. So let me bring it back like 4 or 5 years ago when I really started hearing about like, you've got to be collecting emails. And I didn't know why, but I started hearing from like these top marketers, like these big producers inside network marketing and, you know, as other entrepreneurs. And I didn't know why. I was like, okay, I've got to collect emails. Okay, I don't know how to do that. How do we do this? And so I started learning this and going down like that rabbit hole of why I've got to do this. And so the first thing I learned was like, you got to create like a lead magnet, something that you can offer for free that people will give you their name and email in exchange for the free thing that you want to give them. I'm like, okay, what do I create? Like what kind of lead magnet? Like what is it, like a PDF? Is it like a video series? Is it like an audio training? Like what do I give them? And what do I say in it? And so I remember I was like, you know, I'm just going to figure this out. I'm not going to go pay for a course to learn all this stuff. I'm going to figure it out. Like I'm going to save money. Or I remember saying like, when I start making good money, then I'll invest in that thing. Then I'll buy that course, or then I'll hire someone to show me how to do this. But like, until then, I'm just going to figure this out by myself. Right. And maybe you've thought that before. Okay. And so that's the rabbit hole I went down. Like, I'm going to figure out good lead magnets. And I probably put out at least 17 different lead magnets until finally one actually caught. And, you know how much time that took me though to like A, create it, like to A, like come up with like, what do I want to do for a lead magnet? B, design the lead magnet. And then C, see if it was actually going to be something that people wanted. I did probably 20 of those until finally I was like, oh my God, this one is the one that's working. So it took me a long time just to have that. And then I was like, okay, now I need to have a way for people to get this thing without me like messaging it to them, you know, manually, right? And so I was like, how do I create a website? And so I had to learn how to create a website. Thankfully, you know, back in the day, I had some experience building out websites. And what's really cool is now there are services out there that, you know, can allow you to like drag and drop. Like, I want this image to go here. I want a headline to go at the top up here. You can drag it where you want to and type it in whatever you want it to be, right? And put a, you know, whatever. And so I was like, okay, now I know how to build out this website. But what I did was I tried to save money. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go pay for the $30 a month or the $100 a month service. I'm going to save money. I'm going to like do some like fandingling, some like, you know, whatever, to make my own little website. So it's just easier. And so I spent like, instead of spending $90 a month, I would spend $30 a month, to have my own website. But then, you know, with that feature, with being like, okay, well, I'm only spending $30 a month, I would lack some other features because, I want to go the cheaper route, right, to save money. And so I was like, well, shit, I got to figure out how to put a name and email form in there so people can put their name and email in. I don't know how to do that. And so I had to go get an email autoresponder, right, which is like, here's when someone opts in, boom, the emails go out. Not only did I have to figure out you know, what was the best email autoresponder, but I had to figure out, like, what do I say in the emails, right? Like, how are the emails automatically getting sent out? And then how are they getting sent out as, like, a timed thing, like every 24 hours or every 48 hours or whatever? Like, I had to figure that out. And so it took me even longer to, and by the time I'm doing this, guys, like, I'm years deep. I'm pulling my hair out being like, what the shit, right? And, like, what do I say in the emails? Like, all that stuff, is just, it just takes so much time. And so the reason I explain that, I'm telling you guys this, is because it takes a long time to be like, what is the winning strategy? How do I set this entire thing up? And if there would have been someone out there, which there probably was, but I just didn't know about it, who could have said, like, look, I've got a course to show you how to get this whole thing set up within like 10 days and running it, and like you're good. I wish I could have went back and told myself, like, dude, you can save yourself so much time and headache and money, because, like, I would have been happy to pay $1,000 right off the bat, just being like, if I could just get this thing done so I know it's going to work, it's already going to be set up for me, and it's proven to work. I mean, Jesus, man, $1,000 is really not that expensive. It's really not. Like, I hear people say, well, that's expensive. Okay, well, we got to fix your mindset a little bit. Like, if you think $1,000 is expensive, like you're driving around a car that's like $26,000, yet you're paying on that, and you're probably, well, it's $26,000. It's not as expensive as like a BMW or a Jaguar or a Cadillac, right? Like, it's, like I don't think that $1,000 is expensive whatsoever anymore. I just don't, especially when it's like, well, I bought a house. Houses are expensive. But $1,000 for a course is not expensive, especially if it'll give you the answers, and the proven strategies immediately. So you don't have to go and try to figure out, it's going to save you time, money, mistakes, frustration, all that, because it's already done and it's already proven to work. Right. And so the reason I tell you that is because right now with my dad asking me, like, how are you getting all this stuff done? You know, when I said, hey, look, oh, by the way, you got to go listen to the last episode to hear like what the big announcement was. But the biggest announcement is we're coming out of software, right? I don't know how to build softwares, guys. Like, I just don't, right? And so what I decided to do is being like, you know, if you would have taken old Trey would have said, like, well, okay, well, we need graphics, right? We need to have a logo. Well, I'll create the logo. I'll create the graphics behind it. No, there's people out there that can do 1,000 times better than I can with creating graphics, and they look so good and clean. And so I can take money and say, okay, I'm going to go hire a graphic designer, okay? The next one is, what about the email copy that's going to come along with it? What if I could just hire someone a copywriter to have all this stuff done for me, that I have all my emails done, so I don't have to write out the emails? Boom. What if I could hire someone out to do the funnel section for, you know, selling the software? Yeah, I can definitely do that too. And so what that allows me to do is to just stay in my genius zone of marketing. That's what I like. I like content creation. And so I'm going to stay in my zone and just create content around this whole thing. And then I'm going to hire other people out to do it for me. And so what's your project right now that you're focused on? Is it graphic design? Is it creating your own lead magnet? Is it setting up a funnel and email automation? If it is, well, I'm going to tell you right now, the academy that I've created will have that all done for you. And so the point where it's like, you buy it and boom, you just put it together. And so we designed it so that it's like the majority of stuff is done for you. Like I said in the last podcast episode. So what's the project that you're waiting on right now that you're like, you're trying to get done? Honestly, would it be worth it to just say, you know what? I'm going to pay to get this done. I'll throw it on a credit card so that I can have it done. And then that's going to allow me to make the money that I want so that I can pay this off sooner and have it done sooner and having leads coming to me sooner, or having my cover photo professionally designed sooner, or my own website sooner, right? Like, that's how I look at money. I look at money as an exchange for the thing that I want, for the greater good, right? There's really no reason for keeping money, Right? Money is a good. It's used for exchange for something that you want. You can't use it to stay warm. You can't eat it, right? And so what's the value of holding onto that money? Again, exchange it for something that you want in return. And like we have to like change our mindset around money. And we have to understand that money is always replenished. It's always coming back, but it's a tool, right? It's not, there's so much emotion around money. I've got to keep it. What happens if I lose it? Well, money's coming right back. You're going to get paid next week, right? It's always coming back to you. It always replenishes. But there's so much fear around money, but there's even more fear around spending money. So what I'm asking you to do is to use that money as a tool to get shit done. Do you need graphic design? Do you need, like whatever it is that the thing that you're working on, it's not about how can I get this done. It's about who can get this done. So there's a couple websites that I want to give you that'll allow you to get this done. And it's actually really, really cheap. Number one, it's Fiverr. Fiverr.com will allow you to go out there and hire like a freelancer who's like, I can get this done for you, like a lead magnet or whatever, or a graphic design, a cover photo, whatever it is. You can hire them on Fiverr, Fiverr.com. Okay. Another one, which is the same exact thing, same exact service, would be what's called Upwork, like the word up and then work, like up, like you're pointing up and then work, like do the work. Upwork.com, same exact thing. You can hire freelancers who are like, you just type in like, I need a new podcast cover photo, right? Boom, type it in graphic designer, boom, they'll have it done within an hour. And it's, I mean, $20, $30, maybe at max, maybe, but it's done. It's professional. It looks great. And then you don't look like an amateur by trying to do it yourself. People are like, oh, this looks good. And then they start to take you a little bit more seriously, right? Which is probably what you want. But anyways, I want to share that with you so that you guys can, again, start getting your stuff done. Because when you get it done, the money actually starts flowing from that. Hopefully that makes sense. So when I started learning this, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to figure this stuff out by myself. I don't want to learn Facebook ads. I don't want to have to learn software. I don't want to learn graphics when there's other people out there who can do it for me. And then you don't need to. A lot of people think you have to make a shitload of money to be able to pay for it. You really don't. There's services that are already out there. Like I said, $20 for a graphic design. Like, for example, my YouTube channel. All those thumbnails that I have that are like so nice, a graphic designer does them for me, right? And it's really, really cheap. So, boom. There you go, my friend. That's exactly how you're going to be able to do it. So identify, number one, what's the project that you have been slacking on or that you have been frustrated on, pulling your hair out on? And ask yourself, who do I know that can do this? Not how can I do this? And then go hire them today to get it done. And you'll have your project done by the end of this week. That's how awesome this is. All right. So I hope that helps you. Use those two services that I said, Fiverr.com or Upwork.com, and boom, get it done. All right, I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!